When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today's episode is part two to my Confidence is a Byproduct of Action episode. So I highly recommend, if you're new here, to scroll back through my episodes list and listen to my episode titled Confidence is a Byproduct of Action plus More Tips. I Only Want What Wants Me. Listen to that episode first. That whole episode is revolved around my core beliefs on confidence, my true way for anyone to become confident and live confidently and act confidently and feel confident and so on and so forth is through the words that I share in that episode. So that wasn't intended to be a part one. I didn't create that episode with a part two in mind, because that's truly how I believe that you will lead a confident life if you take action first. But I came across this quote the other day. I don't even know who this person is, but her name on Instagram is Mickey Shiloh. She's the CEO of something, a record label, actually. I just clicked on it in her bio. CEO of a record label. She's an artist. She's a songwriter. Author, mentor. I truly don't know who this person is. I never saw her before, but her quote came up on my Explore page, I guess, or maybe someone reposted it. However, I came across this quote. So I just explained who she is just to give her the credit, but it has nothing to do with this episode. So now when I saw this quote, I was like, this is the perfect part two to confidence. Part one is all about how I really live life as a confident woman. I only want what wants me. I don't want what doesn't want me. There's no such thing as rejection in my mind, because if you don't want me, I don't want you either. That's truly how I feel. I think a lot of people fear rejection, which is why they don't take action, which is why they ultimately don't become confident, because confidence is a byproduct of action. So you have to take the action first in order to become confident. But you're not going to take the action if you have this insecurity around fear of rejection, or just insecurity around people not wanting you. So now, here is a perspective that I never even thought about. If you don't have confidence, at least have courage. And this is so deep and so true and just so, so, so good. If you don't have confidence, at least have courage. And I think that a lot of the things that I say around confidence, someone might pick up and say, well, this is easier said than done. Yes, confidence is a byproduct of action. Fact. But if you have no courage, you're not going to take the action. So for me, taking the action really does come easily and effortlessly and naturally because I'm such a big action taker. But what I didn't realize up until I read this quote is that I'm a big action taker because I really am a courageous person. I don't live life in fear of people's judgment or what people are going to say about me. I really don't have fear around taking action. I just think of my goals and the things that I want so badly that I quickly act on it. But then there are people who also have goals that they are just as deserving of and things that they want just as bad as I want the things that I want. And they don't have that courage to take the action, even though they truly do want it, even though they have these goals that they do deserve, they don't really necessarily end up earning them because at the end of the day, your dream life and your biggest goals aren't really given to you because you deserve them. They're given to you because you earn them. So even if you deserve it, you might not necessarily earn it. I know I'm repeating myself over and over, but because of the fact that you're not acting on it because of your lack of courage to act on it. So now I believe I've made that concept pretty clear. I've said it in different ways. I've restarted my sentence. I've said it in different orders of wording this way that anybody's brain type picks up on it. So now that I've made that very clear, here's the thing. Confidence is still only a byproduct of action. So now you need to develop the courage to do it scared, to do it afraid. Because now you need to act on courage. And courage is coming from a place of doing even when it's making you really nervous, really anxious. I'm really scared to do this. But here's the beauty of it. You might be super, super, super scared, but there's really nothing bad that can come of it. And especially nothing dangerous that can come of it. So really, what is the worst thing that could possibly happen no matter how scared you are? I just saw this TikTok, which I did not even intend on incorporating into this episode, but I keep taking breaks in between recording my parts. And so this TikTok came up and I'm like, holy shit, this is right on brand with what I'm talking about right now with courage. So I want you guys to listen to this sound.
Crossing the street while you're texting on your phone can be very dangerous, but it isn't that scary. Hitting turbulence while you're in an airplane can be very scary, but it isn't really that dangerous. Living your life based on everyone else's opinions can be dangerous, but it isn't really that scary. Living your life solely based on what you want to do and saying fuck you to anyone who judges you for it can be very scary, but it's the least dangerous thing you'll ever do. What's dangerous is not doing that and risking waking up one day when you're old and wrinkly and regretting the way that you lived your life.
Okay, so I'm going to stop it there because I don't think that the rest is really relevant. But the point is, there's nothing dangerous that can come of it. And I think a lot of people don't even really understand why they're scared to take action or why they're scared of what other people will say or think. I don't think that they realize truly nothing bad or nothing dangerous can come of taking action to become more confident in themselves or in their business or in anything that is going to help them feel better about themselves.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then I do think that there are some people who just lack confidence overall in how they look, in their body image, in how they dress, all things surface level and physical appearance wise, and they just don't feel good about themselves. And I still think courage is the solution to that. Even though you might be like, but how? I just literally don't like how I look. Courage has nothing to do with that. Have the courage to wake up every single day and get yourself fully ready to the way that makes you feel good about yourself, to the way that makes you like how you look. I want you guys, if you are struggling with your image and physical appearance, to stop waking up and not getting ready in the morning. I genuinely think the days when I do my hair and makeup and put on a cute outfit, even if I'm just running errands, like literally even if I'm just going to CVS, I ultimately feel so much better about myself. But then there are those days of insecurity where you feel obnoxious or extra getting ready and you kind of are a little scared to do it. There are some people who don't even dress how they want to dress right now because they don't feel confident to do that. Like they'll wear just a t-shirt and jeans, which is totally fine because I love a t-shirt and jeans, but their true inner style wants to wear a skirt with stockings and a sweater vest, but they just feel embarrassed or insecure to dress how their inner style really wants to dress. So ultimately, they never really feel good about themselves. They always lack confidence in the way they look. So I think that getting ready to the way that makes you feel good and getting dressed to the way that you truly want to get dressed comes from taking that courageous action, because it's so much easier to just be like, well, this is how I look and I don't like how I look. Honestly, most of the time, it's not even your actual physical body that's the problem. It's how we dress that's not flattering to our body type. I think a lot of people's insecurity around how they look really doesn't necessarily come from their naked body. It comes from how they feel when they look at themselves in the mirror in, you know, baggy clothes or jeans that might be too tight or might be too baggy or shirts that might be too long or might be too short. The way that our body just looks in the way that we dress it. But then it's just the easier route to go because, oh, these are the clothes that we have. Oh, no one would judge me if I dress like this because this is how I've dressed all my life. Everyone will think I look crazy or weird if I go to this quick lunch with my hair and makeup done. My family is going to say to me, oh, where do you think you're going all dressed up like that if I show up in a dress? It makes so much more sense if I just wear jeans. Fuck all of that. Seriously, fuck all of that.
have the courage to get yourself up in the morning and decide, I want to feel beautiful. I want to feel confident. I want to feel good about myself. I know how it is when you really don't dress the way that you want to dress because you're thinking about what other people will say when you show up. They start making comments to you about you. They'll say it to somebody else, say that you show up. They say to their friend, oh, look at Victoria. She clearly missed the memo. She's dressed for the Met Gala and all we're doing is going to the movies. Yes, little commentary like that makes people say, fuck it. It's so much easier if I just play it safe and play it small. I'm not looking to be set up as the freaking target. I don't really feel like being bothered all day. I get it, right? But I really, really, really believe that a lack of confidence in how we look physically isn't always around our actual body and the actual nakedness of what we look like under the clothes. I really think that it comes from surface level things like just not feeling pretty or done up enough because we lack the courage to get dressed up and get done up as a means of playing safe around other people. And you might not see courage as something that relates to this. You might not understand it yet, but courage is truly nothing more than just doing something that scares you, doing something that frightens you, doing something that makes you nervous or anxious, saying fuck it and getting it done. It is seriously just looking their fears in the face and looking their discomfort in the face and saying, I'm doing this. I'm getting it done. I have the strength to make this happen. I have the strength to show up. I have the strength to power through. I have the strength to do it. So you might not see courage as the solution to your insecurities and to help you overcome confidence. Or maybe I should say you did not see courage as the solution prior to listening to this episode, because I hope that this episode helps change your perspective. But when you think about the true meaning of taking courageous action, it could be really big or really small. It doesn't have to mean swimming with sharks when sharks are your biggest fear. It doesn't have to mean things like that. It could simply mean finding it in you to do the things you've always thought about doing, to go after the goals you've always wanted to go after, to feel the confidence you've always wanted to feel. It can simply stem from taking super small, detailed actions every single day that help you get to your ultimate goal that you lack the confidence to go after. And if you do find it in you to have courage when you don't have confidence, the word soon is going to be replaced in your vocabulary with the word finally. All of those things that you keep saying and thinking you will have soon, you will get to say, finally, I have it. Finally, it's mine. Because you're not taking action right now due to your lack of confidence. So nothing is getting done. And then you just kind of quietly keep to yourself and say, soon I'll have that. I'm manifesting right now. I'm journaling right now. I'm thinking about it every day. And if you can't stop thinking about something, you'll eventually have it. Blah, blah, blah. All the things that we tell ourselves or like to try to convince ourselves of. But I promise if you are waiting for the right time to take action and you are waiting to build confidence, you're never going to see that transition from soon to finally. That's only going to come from taking courage. So if you want to be able to turn all your soons into finalies, then you're going to have to start taking courage today. It's going to have to start now. So I hope that this is the mindset switch that you guys may have needed to really give you the confidence to go after all the things internally, externally, personally, professionally, whatever and wherever you are lacking confidence, find the courage and do it anyway. That's all we have for now. Thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.